The Senate could vote today on sending $26 billion to the states.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Democrats have eked out a victory on a bill to send $26 billion in aid to the states. They broke a filibuster last night, and a final vote is expected today. The money would help states pay government workers who would otherwise probably lose their jobs in the next few months because of state budget cuts. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live to talk about it. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Bill.
What is the major debate about this bill?
Whether we can afford it, in a word. Republicans don't want to spend the money if it's borrowed. After tweaking the funding formula, though, two moderate Republicans from Maine got on board. Now the House will come back for a final vote to pass next week. Proponents say that this will save 300,000 jobs. Says people like teachers, cops, firefighters, healthcare workers, they'd be getting pink slips in the new fiscal year as states face these huge budget shortfalls. And that's because of the economy, higher benefit costs for people who are unemployed, and also lower tax revenues coming in.
And jobs are such a big political issue right now, with lawmakers facing elections this fall. And here we're about to get a big report on unemployment tomorrow.
Right. Economists think that the unemployment rate is actually now up to 9.6%. That is because people who gave up looking are now re-entering the job hunt. For some of those people, it's because their unemployment benefits have run out. But no one thinks that unemployment is going to go down much, if at all, at least until early next year. And then there's new job creation. It's just mediocre, Bill. Private companies probably hired 50 to 70,000 people in July. It's something, but it's not nearly enough to start absorbing more than 2 years of horrible layoffs that we've had. Economists think we probably need to be doing like 200,000 to 300,000 new jobs, and that's month after month, to just start catching up.
Right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Mitchell, thank you.
You're welcome.
Google and Verizon have reportedly reached a deal over how Verizon can manage the traffic that travels over its wires and cell phones, traffic that includes Google's YouTube videos. We might hear details today. Meanwhile, Google is also involved in another interesting story. In the U.S., you can type a brand name into a Google search and get ads from a whole bunch of companies other than the ones that sell that brand. That practice has been illegal in Europe until now, as Christopher Worth reports from London.
Google will now allow advertisers to use other companies' trademarks as registered keywords in their ads. The changes come after a European court ruling said that Google is not infringing on those trademarks when it sells ads linked to them. Ben Novick is a spokesperson for Google in London. He says in the past, if you typed a Google search for a particular airline or brand of television in, say, Paris, you were only likely to see ads from that one company.
Moving forward, a user might see multiple ads, not just from the particular brand that they've typed into the search box, but from resellers, review sites, informational sites, as well as potentially competitors as well.
Google says this means users benefit from seeing a wider variety of ads that might be relevant to what they're looking for. Ad sales make up 95% of the company's sales, and now Google's users in Europe can expect to see a lot more ads from different types of companies vying for their attention. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Retailers are starting to report on sales this morning, and they're seeing some modest gains. Let's do the numbers. European stocks are up about 0.5%. Some good news on the European economy this morning. Asian markets were mostly higher, and yesterday the Dow Industrials climbed 44 points, 0.4%, to close at 10,680.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
We just told you state governments are in debt, and they don't want to pay to fix their roads if they don't have to. Well, in Wisconsin, hundreds of towns are putting limits or considering limits on how heavy a truck can be, and one of the state's big industries says that puts businesses in a rut, as Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
At this truck stop in northern Wisconsin, several dozen semis prepare to head out on the open road. One of them is piled high with logs. It's on its way to a processing mill, and it's indicative of the state's $26 billion timber industry. Logging companies are worried about the weight limit trend because a standard timber truck can weigh nearly 50 tons. That's almost five times the weight restrictions already in place in some towns. Others, like Boulder Junction near the Michigan border, are considering their own limits. Town Chairman Jeff Long says it already costs $60,000 to build a mile's worth of standard residential road without the giant lumber semis rolling through.
To do this to a heavier level that will sustain that type of weight would cost between $160,000 and $175,000 a mile. So in a small town that has 90 miles of town road, the difference in cost is very significant.
Long says taxpayers shouldn't have to pick up the tab. Henry Schinnenbeck is with the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association. He says the weight limits are a drag on a vital sector of the state's economy.
With that type of road posting, you wouldn't even be able to haul equipment in to start a timber sale. And for every 10 jobs directly being done in the timber industry, that creates 23 additional jobs.
Schinnenbeck says to comply with the restrictions, each 49-ton logging semi will have to be replaced with three smaller trucks. That drives up fuel and staffing costs and hurts Wisconsin's independent contract truckers. Several meetings have been scheduled this summer for all stakeholders to try for some common ground. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a big hit song now called California Girls, spelled G-U-R-L-S. And at the end of the song, Snoop Dogg says,
I really wish you all could be California girls.
Did he say, I wish you all could be California girls, or I wish they all could be California girls, which, of course, is the famous Beach Boys lyric? Either way, the Beach Boys publisher feels sufficiently ripped off. The company is threatening to sue for both a writing credit and royalties. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.